This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is November 23rd. We just did Pro Football Picks and Kicks. Now it's College Football Picks and Kicks. Double R, Lenny Self, Calhoun, Mr. Moby. Not sure if Mario's still on, but the forecast still around. Late night, almost 2 in the morning type shit. Anyway, what's up, fellas?
What you doing?
College Football. Double R, you've been itching at the bit. This rivalry. Let's go ahead and get started.
Hold on, but before we get started, I wanted to say something right quick. I'm usually now on the College Picks and Kicks. I leave it to the professionals like Lennis F, RTR, and Digital D. But I wanted to say something about the Todd Gurley thing, which is weeks out. Now, they say he's going to be the poster child for why you pay fucking players. Now, here you have a kid, right? Got $3,000 in 2 years for his own signature. He didn't sign nobody else's name. His own signature. And the NCAA come down on him. Well, let's go across into the next state. You have this coach for Alabama, right? We all know who he is, Little Nicky. You got the coach for Alabama. $7 million a year this cat makes. They allow boosters to pay $3 million towards his house, pay off his mansion. But this kid can't get $3,000. Please tell me what's going on with the NCAA.
What about the tight end for Alabama that got busted with the
white boy got caught with the work.
Exactly.
All right, Lindis is talking about a vendetta thing because everybody's on Jameis Winston. Lindis, we're going to get to your point real quick.
You talking about that crook, Jameis Winston? The lobster stealer? The crab guy?
Yeah, we're going to get to Jameis Winston. I want to answer Calhoun quick.
I heard Jameis Winston got put it under his helmet as a ski mask.
Jameis Winston got 25 wins
on
that belt, no losses.
Hey, we're going to talk about
Jameis Winston. Talk about this crooked ass NCAA and this exploitation, the new age slavery that's going on here.
You can't take over the podcast,
man. No, I'm getting out of here after this. I don't be here for the picks and kicks.
All right, so I say my opinion. I told you, I believe scholarship is more than enough pay. Now, I do. I agree that coaches should fall under the jurisdiction of the NCAA. Now, that is a problem that coaches have really no jurisdiction, but the kids fall under the jurisdiction of the NCAA. I feel like everybody should fall under the jurisdiction of the NCAA, coaches, players included.
Boosters. Because one thing
you can't include boosters.
One thing you said is.
Now, I do believe that they should be. I think the NCAA should change and be a federally backed organization. They should have power to subpoena. They should have power to put people in jail.
Oh, no. Hell no. Nah. You want these cricket c***ers? NCAA to have power to put people in jail? Hell no. Nah.
I think you got to. Nah. I think that solves the system, the quickest way to solve
what
the system.
What solves the system is the abolishment of the NCAA. It's too lopsided.
Now, you completely wrong. You cannot get rid of the NCAA.
What?
You get rid of the NCAA, it's like the inmates running the jail.
Yeah.
You cannot get rid of the NCAA.
Well, they have to come with the top. That's impossible. You cannot have it where these kids cannot work and cannot sell. How can you profit off of my name, but I cannot? How many Todd Gurley jerseys was in the stands?
Do you think ESPN profit off of Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith's name? Every business popped off of what you do.
They pay Skip Bayless.
Todd Gurley's getting paid with a scholarship.
No.
Okay, we'll pay you, but you pay your own way through school.
Man, this is $1 billion.
You pay your own way through school. You pay your own way through school, we'll pay you.
Nah, that's bullshit. Y'all
said bullshit.
Where y'all see this at? It's $1 billion entity not paying these kids shit.
They getting a scholarship.
Sebastian just said last year I was going to bed hungry. They had a meal ticket. Then they said, we'll give y'all more. Y'all can eat unlimited. That's bullshit. Give me my money. What if I want to take a girl on a date in college? You not working. Where you going to get the money from? What happened?
You get a college refund,
chick. Man.
Calhoun.
You agree with this? You think the players shouldn't get paid? I think the players should get paid. They play 12 games. They should get paid.
I feel like this. How could you distinguish who hit what? That's what I'm saying. In the pros, then you got a superstar player, he get max money. But in college, we all in college. If I'm a bench player, who says I get $5,000 a year, but you get $1 million? Who determines that? That's what I'm saying.
Well, first, no one gets to me. I think it's just be across the board. It doesn't matter.
So what about women? Because it's not just football that's going to get paid. It has to be every sport.
So it's already coming up to these sports. These kids has to get paid. So I think it's per sport. Now, I don't think women volleyball players should get as much as football.
And they get sued the minute they want.
No, they don't.
Title IX.
No, it should be. It should
Title
be.
IX. That's it. Tell you that's what it's called. All right. Title IX. All right. They'll get sued the minute they don't get the same.
So it should be every college player get paid. If you're a college player, you should get paid.
And
what about gymnastics?
Oh, he said everybody, and I'll just counter with this. No, it ought to be 15 schools playing college athletics.
Let me say this, Mike. There's a TV deal.
When a football team win a championship, the whole athletic department get paid.
Exactly. Those bowls, they pay millions per bowls. Here's what we get. We're not just talking about the 100,000 seat arenas. We're not talking about that. We're not just talking about the $1 billion TV deals. We're not talking about that. Let's talk about the bowl games, the $1 million. But we're not even talking about that. Let's talk about endorsements. Let's talk about how Nike endorses school and give them money. Let's talk about how Under Armour endorses
school. No, they paid on this. They paid
on
this.
No, they just showed it. No, no. They just showed it.
Let me stop this argument here. The argument you're talking only applies to at most 20 schools.
Wrong.
The rest of these schools are losing money.
Wrong.
No, you are completely wrong. The rest of these schools are losing money.
No. If you plan, because you have a chance.
Calhoun, you can go look at these schools after they pay gymnasts. A lot of these people, football pay for everything for these schools. At the end of the day, these people, outside of the big schools, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers don't get a dime.
So let me ask you this. But this is to everybody. So are y'all in unison with saying that college football players, college players should not be paid?
They need to get paid something.
Thank you.
I just feel like, how can you sanction?
No, I'm just saying, should they get paid? Yes or no? Not know who. Should they get paid?
I think they get paid with a scholarship.
That's bullshit. MLB, do you think they should get paid?
Yeah.
Okay. RTR, you think they should get paid?
Yes.
Lenny Zell, you think they should get paid?
I agree with that, and I agree with you. I think, you know what I'm saying?
So that's 50-50.
You get some, and then I think she really won.
Dick, you talking don't mean you right.
It means exactly that. No, it doesn't.
Them boys get the chance to make millions. You know what I'm saying?
But what about when you're going to school for feet? Look at what happened to the kid. South Carolina. What was his name who went to San Francisco drafted? He hasn't even had, but he's just finally retired. What his name?
Lattimore.
Lattimore, he blew his shit in college. He could have had an NFL career making millions. He blew it in college.
How would paying him change that?
He would have had something. It would have been worth it.
Okay, like I say, he saved money. How much is South Carolina education? Probably $20,000 a semester, right? We'll pay you the $20,000 then. You pay your own way through school, you get paid. That's what it is.
Listen.
That's money. It's direct money. It's people graduate on money.
What'd you say, Matt?
I said, I think they ought to get some too, man. If you go back and look at when Nick Saban was up for contract, you had Texas A&M come out and say, we were prepared to give Nick Saban $100 million contract.
Ridiculous.
$100 million? I mean, you just do books and scholarships and smart.
Come on.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Careless about y'all. So I think some type of conversation should be in order somewhere.
Thank you.
Before one win.
Okay, so first off, this way.
At least give
$1,500
a month.
That ain't a lot. But see, Calhoun, me and Calhoun talked about this offline. $1,500 isn't enough to please Calhoun.
Yes, it is.
You said it was.
Wow.
Okay,
listen,
go ahead.
Yeah, I said about $10,000 a year. That's it. This is what I'm saying right here. Matt hit it on the head. This is not your 1955 Michigan Wolverines. This is not your 1963 Penn State when Sandusky was still funneling little boys. This is not that. This is a multi-billion-dollar industry. People paying millions, billions. This is a billion-dollar industry. Like he just said, how can I, as a student, not make a dime, but my coach is a multi-millionaire, and my coach can't even take me out to dinner.
I agree with the take out to dinner.
So that's what I'm saying about the NCAA. This is immoral. Now, this goes beyond just that. This is immoral and illogical. I have a multi-million.
Okay, I say this. If they get paid, they shouldn't get a scholarship.
My parents can't even come see this. My parents can't even come see me play.
Okay, you want full free? Yes, you can. If you want full free, they get free tickets. You want full freedom, we won't give you a scholarship. We'll pay you, and you pay your own way through school.
Then the money goes up.
It don't have to go up.
No. Then it goes up. Then it goes to, now we're talking big money now.
See,
I'm giving the school
Then the school's giving you something. An education. A free education. Like you just said that. That's the complete stupidest thing. Part of the argument. They're getting a free education. Something everybody else has to pay for. You're getting for free.
Here's the deal, NCAA. You can't hide behind that no more.
How?
The jig is up.
It's no jig.
Nah. This skirt is up. The bitch don't bend over. The pussy dripping wet. Let me tell you something. You can't hide behind education no more when you making hand over fist money for the...
Okay, hold on. So nothing has changed about the model in 100 years. Football has been the same 100 years. The same way the NCAA don't work for 100 years. Your point is that now college football is making a lot of money. Hey, they should get a piece of the pie just because of popularity. That don't make no sense.
No.
That
100 years ago, was it 50 years ago, 30 years ago, was that a TV deal?
Yes, it came on TV.
Was it 150 years ago?
Whenever TV came out, college football was coming on TV the whole time.
What you saying?
It's when you get a player that signed a jersey and get penalized.
Now, I agree. Me and Calhoun have talked about this, too. I agree with something called personal property.
I should be able to make money off my name.
I agree with something called personal property. Once they give you a jersey, helmet, that's yours. However you do with it, once the season over, that's yours. You go sign and make money. But you can't have it with kids going to sign. Cause all it's going to do. I agree some personal property. But again.
Then that's bullshit.
Again, let me finish. You can't have it where kids can make money off just signing their names on stuff. Because bigger schools will take advantage of it.
But how can you not when they making money off of your name? They're making money off of my jersey, but I can't sign my jersey and get a piece of that.
I feel like you can sign your own jersey, but just go with what Todd Gurley did. He went and signed 3,000 jerseys. Man, you can't do that, man. The school, Alabama, get ever recruited they ever wanted because they had the people to pay them.
That's why you need to go ahead and pay these kids.
This shit won't be fair. At the end of the day, what you talking about was shut down college athletics because there'll only be 10 schools doing this shit.
But see, that's the problem of it. That's the problem the NCAA have. That's the whole point of this discussion right now. That's what's wrong. Matt hitting it on the head. Exactly. You cannot penalize me for making money off my name when you do it to me every Saturday. And you're making a hand over fit.
No. You're making money, we giving you a scholarship. That's not any money. A scholarship has no monetary value. Let me ask you that. It's yes or no question.
Let me ask you.
Does a scholarship have monetary value?
It does. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
How much money?
Hold on. It's just me and you argument. Let's switch.
Nah, don't try to stop me.
I'm out of this.
How much money do you think Johnny Manziel made Texas A&M on Saturday?
Let's say he made them $50 million. We'll say $50 million.
$50 million. Now, how much was the schooling? The
schooling probably was $100,000.
That's slavery.
Talk about Skip and Stephen A. How much you think Stephen A get them? Think they make how much they generate ESPN? Hell no. That's capitalism. That's business. Don't come with that, Calhoun.
That's exploitation.
Okay, so Skip them get exploited.
You exploited little boys.
Did any of y'all want to make a point about this?
They got points.
Y'all crazy.
Lenny, did you want to make a point about this? See, ain't nobody even got a point because you're...
Matt, you got a point because... Motherfucker, not because of me. Matt, what's your point, man?
I just think it's a real far divide in what they make and how they treat the players. You know what I'm saying? If you can afford to give a coach $100 million, then obviously you took from academics somewhere. Like, you couldn't take $100 million and say, we're going to fund every other athletic sport equally. Like, you had to say, well... Soccer is a wash this year. Ain't nobody playing soccer. We ain't even buying jerseys, but that shit to get him to 100 million. So I think it's a way. It's a lot of degrees of separation. You know what I'm saying? It's a slippery slope.
So you're
gonna get a
bro.
What about the rugby players? What about
the I'm saying? If you give 100 million to the football, bro. You got enough money, Mike. If you're giving 100 million to a coach, you got enough money to go around.
Again, this goes to the point that I think you're missing. The bigger point of how he getting his $100 million. It's not. Basically, he's getting his $100 million by somebody walking up to. We'll use South Atlanta because most of them went to South Atlanta. They just like right now, Coach South Atlanta say, "Hey, we need this coach." They go up to Lindsey. Lindsey say, "I get $20,000." I say, "I get $20,000." Double R say, "He'll get $20,000." You say, "You'll get $20,000." At that point, that's $100,000 for a high school coach. But don't none of us work for the school system, answer to the school system. That's how Nick Saban is getting his money. It's not because of the school. It's people outside of the school paying him his salary. And that's the
$100 million.
Texas got long pockets. Now, the school itself probably going to pay him. The school itself probably paid him like $3 million. The rest of it was coming from boosters. They went and asked the owner of the Vikings. They asked about 5 or 6 more people. And that's how they got the money for him. It's not people in the school. Like, I agree. Coaches should be on the NCAA.
The boosters could give the kids some of that money, goddamn.
Listen.
I'm saying it'll be lawlessness. That's all I'm saying is this.
It's lawless now. It's just one-sided lawlessness.
It'll be lawlessness from institutionalized laws, meaning that Texas, the Big Ten schools will get everything they want, period. That's what I'm saying. It'll be complete lawlessness.
So you even the playing field where everyone gets paid a certain amount.
And then, again, it's only 30 schools that's making money off of this shit. At the end of the day, they balance their books after they use the football money to pay for gymnastics, rugby, transporting those players back and forth. They're not making money like that.
It'll be a lot of school getting shut down.
Exactly. That's what we're saying.
Wait, but a lot of
80% of these motherfuckers shut down.
Hold on. But a lot of this money comes from certain deals. So let's say the SEC pays their players X amount. The Big Ten pays their players X amount. Whatever it is. Because these are TV deals, what I'm talking about. There's more than just what goes into these schools.
But then that's the problem. Like Mike said, it's a slippery slope because the NCAA income, NCAA speaks for everybody. The kid who's at Norwell State to the kid who's at Alabama. That's what it is, a slippery slope. They represent everybody.
Still could be very good, though, because I guarantee you, man, this high school graduation rate to get into NCAA school, I bet it doubled. The amount of people that go straight from high school to Burger King, I bet it falls.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, how
they
incentives.
You going to try hard, or if you think you got a job in
incentive.
How is it different from between the scholarship? Because you only have limited money, and that will limit the money even more if you're paying more kids.
You keep saying limited money as far as that's concerned. There is more money here that's not being tapped. You know there's more money being here because how much is athletic directors making? How much are college coaches making? And we're not even talking about just head coaches. Their staff.
And what I'm saying is this. You're talking about the problem you're talking about is a 20% problem. It only affects 20% of the schools. It doesn't affect outside of those schools. It doesn't affect them. A school like Kansas State, at the end of the day, they profit maybe $1 million off of college athletics, period. It's only the big schools, the schools that everybody know about. Yes, it's their problem, but it's not an NCAA problem from A to B. It's not everybody's problem.
I'll show you how it is an NCAA's problem. We're talking about it. Nationwide is starting to talk about it. This is a problem now that's going forward, not even being sued about it earlier this summer, right? What was that case called?
The Ed O'Bannon law.
The Ed O'Bannon. And the SEC was talking about pulling out and doing their own thing. Now the NCAA having to maneuver.
And they're getting them the Power Five.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So now this has become a national, a big time problem. That slippery slope the MLB was talking about. Well, you're about to hit the bottom of it.
No, it ain't. I guarantee you what's going to happen is that once they start paying kids, schools start dropping like flies playing sports.
Well, we don't need 125 Division I schools anyway.
And then trust me, at the end of the day, all these money and say it'll be less scholarships, less kids going to school. That would be the wind up, the slippery slope. At the end of the slippery slope, it'll be less kids playing college sports.
So then it's going to be a real limitation.
And then the ones who got the money, you think is. Oh, my God.
So, your answer to paying the kids is don't pay them a dime.
I'm saying, what's working now? Scholarships. I think they should get maybe a stipend, not being able to work. I will say that. I think unlimited meals and maybe a stipend, or semester stipend. I ain't going to say it's going to be a lot of money, nothing like that, but maybe. I don't know. But I can't see you paying. But they get a stipend now. Like, they get like $3,000 now or something like that.
They don't get
$3,000. They do. They get something. They get a stipend now. That's the part you're not realizing.
Raise the stipend.
And that's your point. Greed. Like, your point is, hey, that's just like going into saying, hey, your job or whatever, saying, hey, your job, again, we talked about this before. Your job generates X, but they pay you Y.
Of course.
That's just like you going to your job saying, hey, give me X because I make you guys X. They're going to say, fuck you.
Yeah.
exactly. They show legal.
Now, a lot of people going there with that bargaining chip right there.
That's what Dale's doing. Shit.
Hey, a lot of these bitches. I'm saying that system doesn't work, Calhoun. What you and everybody else talk about doesn't work as a whole. Like for the Alabamas of the world, yeah, they have.
But it's about to happen.
Alabamas and Texas is, yeah, the top, the little Georgia, 20%. Yeah, them.
Mississippi.
It's 130 schools playing Division I football, and this only affects 25 of them.
But it took Ole Miss 70 years to save up all the money they could to buy a recruiting class a couple years ago. You know what I'm saying? That was the bigger recruiting class I'm talking about.
And that was old money coming
and
to play.
And you said they bought them? It had to be. It's so crooked. The NCAA is so crooked. Linus is right. They bought that class. That's a hotel duffel bag full of money.
But you ain't keeping up. You can't keep up with your Alabama. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep up with your LSU. You definitely can't keep up with your Texas.
And that's what happened at the end of the day. Texas, Ohio State, Michigan. You can name the 10 teams. Texas will be number one in everything because they got the most money.
Yeah, Texas got way more money.
And it's a school like Lenny School, Florida State. They would lose because Texas would just buy them out of everything.
That's why you have.
You had them school like USC. Yeah, you a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people ain't got money like that.
That's what I'm saying. Universal across the board. It would be a cap. Like
Texas banged up by the state. You know what I'm saying? Like that motherfucker just. All Texas school is bagged up by their state. Like, them motherfuckers love that shit. That oil money.
Exactly. It's that oil money. But let's go on and we done.
Like, Jerry Jones, all them type motherfuckers. But see, he putting their money in the Arkansas. Well, he is from Arkansas.
Yeah, he went to school. But your point is valid. Like, people say this, but it's only a problem that affects 20% of the college football population.
Nah, they're going to have to break bread. Point blank period, they got to break that bread. NCAA, them fat cats, it's over with. Time to slim down. It's time to button up your belts. Here it comes. The storm has already been brewing. Y'all already been mishandling. Y'all already been exploiting. Y'all are, and all these black boys. What about all these black boys?
Alright, let's go on and move forward past that.
Alright, I'm out of here, fellas. Hey, y'all go ahead and piss the kids. Lemons, are you riding with that robber this weekend? That fucking. I believe that did everything they accused him of now. He did.
Nah,
man. They say he the reason for that snowstorm in New York.
Hey, man, Blaine James, man. Yeah,
Marto, you
stop doing dumb shit.
He told me, I seen that. He said, I'm about to bring some fruit, but I thought he was stealing. Jay Winston, man, for being here, man. That man right here raping white girls and stealing food out the mall. And that horrible, man.
What about pushing the rail? Was that bad? No, man.
That wasn't bad.
No, how was that bad? I should have suspended his ass. Get him out of here. I don't know about it, man. I kind of feel like he got the Rasheed Wallace deal with him. Like, you know, the next time you say so, we got our eyes on you.
I'm
going to tell you what the deal he got, Mari. He got the damn OJ deal. We're going to get you till we get you on something.
Man,
we're going to keep trying.
They need to put a chain on that dog, though.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't, man, you know damn well, come on, man, y'all boy don't play ball before, man.
I never did.
Damn well, now if you go to the next level in college, you think you going to rape somebody?
They need to get that hooligan out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Listen, hey, now listen, hey, all the black power, they want Jamie Winston out of here.
Hey, put a chain on that dog, Lenny.
Jamie Winston, a rock star, man.
Black power, man, I know.
What'd you say, Matt?
You the uncle is black power.
Exactly, man.
Hey,
Jamie Winston, a rock star, man.
Hey, I know a thug when I see one, man.
That man goddamn, he beat the SEC, man. Don't like that shit.
Hey, it's rivalry week, man. Let's go ahead and start. What's y'all favorite college rivalry?
Georgia Tech.
Sure is. Yeah. I got to go with Miami. I got two on them. Miami, Florida State, Florida. You mean robbery?
Yeah, mine's got to
Ohio State, Michigan, man. That's classic.
Ain't nobody gonna get into Auburn, Alabama.
Fuck them. Mario, you got a favorite college rival?
Man, I really got a favorite, but I'm kind of reread. I'm watching the Auburn, Alabama game. Man, no. No.
Mario, you don't watch a couple of them Florida States and Miami games now.
Yeah, but I used to text you always, why is right? Too short. I'm going to watch Auburn, Alabama.
All right, let's go on and get you suck in the Lewinsky in for college real quick. Let's start with the Lewinsky in college.
Came out of Georgia Tech. Everybody said he wouldn't be relevant right now. He's relevant right now. He's getting our more than our 15 minutes of fame.
Double R, y'all going to meet Florida State in the ACC championship, right?
Yeah, we're going to meet Jamarcus Winston.
For the second year in a row. I mean, every time, why Tech always got to wait on somebody else to win the game so they can get in somewhere.
Well, we win.
Why the hell y'all just couldn't? We've been waiting 3 weeks on somebody on who we were going to play.
Y'all might slip up and lose.
Y'all around here itching and scratching on, why damn, I hope they beat such and such. And then they lose. You know what I mean? Georgia Tech suck, man.
Hey, pressure bust a pipe. That pressure was on Duke ass, and they found a way to move.
That's what I hate about Georgia Tech. You got to play these people, man. These folks, they don't even have a real offense, man. These folks ain't doing nothing around here cutting people low, man.
Y'all fumbled in the end zone to get us to win.
Georgia Tech ain't even playing an up-to-date offense, man. These people thinking this damn 1932.
Y'all should be playing that red middle rule.
You know they say with a triple option.
Yeah, they running a
weed
team.
They still run a triple option, though.
Hey, Calhoun, they can't beat us. Georgia Tech will run 3 plays and beat Florida State. 3 plays. We're going to dive up, middle, sweet left, and option right.
But that's scary, you know, they plays raw TR.
I'm going to tell you the real reason why I'm pissed that we playing for Georgia Tech. We beat Georgia Tech. We're going to probably have a couple players hurt because these motherfuckers, they're going to be cutting players low. They're going to be doing all this stuff. So how the hell are we going to go into the national championship game with some hurting players and playing these scrub-ass Georgia Tech?
And y'all just buy us out like y'all been doing.
That Georgia Tech fucking suck, man.
Man, y'all paid us not to play y'all.
These people suck, man. How did they?
So Georgia Tech get Georgia Tech get your Lewinsky, right, Double R?
You know they do.
I go, my Lewinsky will probably go to UCLA. They bounce back.
They're not relevant.
Man, it's up.
Why they relevant? Because they got P. Diddy's son play for them.
I'm going with them Noles, man. Because every week, man, you know what I'm saying, there's some BS going on. Somebody always hating them. So we just going to keep on prevailing. So keep it up, haters.
Mario, you got any Lewinsky for college?
Hey, if I had to give to anybody, man, Lynn's kind of hit on the FSU, but if I had to give to anybody, I guess I'd give to Alabama for knocking out the number one team.
They weren't even the real number one team. They were the weakest number one team ever.
No, they weren't, little bro. Now, they done beat four top 10 teams. Y'all ain't even did that. Ain't nobody else playing the hardest game.
Who did that?
They still got them in the top four, so they still get a playoff shot.
Mississippi State ain't did nothing but beat damn.
They beat LSU and Auburn.
19. What I'm saying, where LSU at right now?
Hey, did Florida State struggle with Louisville and Miami?
And Boston College.
They like to fuck the baby on Boston College, didn't they?
Yeah, they damn it about Boston College.
Yeah, beautiful. Y'all done suffered some skin of your teeth type of week.
I seen the Louisville in the Miami game. I don't even fuck with college.
That boy was
caught
at the
inch
line. Should have lost that one.
Hey, man. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. But it didn't happen. That's all I can say, man. James Winston, man. He's the real MVP, man.
And the real crook.
You know what I'm saying? He's the real MVP. I'm going to tell you what the real reason is. We got this shitty-ass defensive coordinator from Georgia Tech. this is the reason why we look shitty this year. This guy think he's still a Georgia Tech caller plays. But you at Florida State now, buddy.
Oh, he in the big time.
He in the big time program, man. You're not
Ball State just started winning 2 years ago. Ball State was relevant.
You're not in the damn loser program.
Ball State just got relevant 2 years ago, man. They the same. Yeah, Christian Ponder, sorry,
man. Can't hold you, man. If Florida State weren't doing no in-home recruiting.
All they want to recruit home school players. Mike, you got Mr. MOB, you got a new whiskey for college this week.
Yeah, I watched Florida State game. That's the team I'm going to give my Whiskey Awards, because they've been coming back. They've been facing some adversity at the half, and then they went up
against Wake Forest. Against Wake Forest, come on,
salute,
man.
Salute, Mike.
It don't matter. It's like Wake Forest, NC State, they struggling.
It went no damn Wake Forest, man. We beat the shit out of Wake
Forest. Yeah, NC State, man. We put a beat on them.
Man, well, everybody can't play goddamn the Saturday of their week, goddamn.
Hey, y'all struggling with goddamn Boston College.
The last time Georgia Tech made the ACC championship game, they made it because Miami couldn't go.
Oh, the year North Carolina got in trouble.
North Carolina said they didn't want to go because they was on probation. So. But then this year they had to wait to see when Duke gonna lose for them to go. Come on, man, these guys balls, man. All
right, so let's get to the You Suck Award real quick.
Georgia Tech.
It's rivalry week, Lenny. Self, I'm gonna agree with you. Georgia Tech, fuck them.
Yeah, to Georgia and goddamn Florida State.
Hey, I hate y'all khaki wearing motherfuckers.
Y'all ain't
know what the fuck you got there.
Y'all wear them fucking coaches' tees tucked in, those coaching polo shirts tucked in.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something else about Georgia Tech. I ain't racist now. I'm not a racist. I love everybody. but look, it's a bunch of goddamn Indians in Georgia Tech football games. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to the Asians and all them that be out there. Give me the few blacks.
Somebody root for Georgia.
Y'all got more goddamn Indian fans than every damn thing.
And then y'all drive that ugly ass 1920 car thinking y'all cool with that ragged ass rambling red car.
Hey, Derek, why do every year y'all say that y'all gonna win a national championship? Y'all never. When y'all gonna just come to realize that y'all.
Hey, if we don't do nothing else, we gonna beat Georgia Tech. That's the one free we know we can fuck. And that is one free. We know we can call up and get some pussy no matter how bad we go.
We're going to feel like doing the tip. Now we're still ahead of y'all because we got a title, y'all don't.
We got a title, too.
Hey. Every year, we're going to win the SEC. Y'all don't never come close, man. Why do y'all pick these high hopes and you're not that good?
It's rivalry. Fuck Georgia Tech.
You could just be like Georgia Tech and just know you're not going to never win a title.
Yeah, that was dumb. What I said. You'd be like Georgia Tech with no hope.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we take our 3-star recruits and do wonders with them.
Mario, Mr. MOB, y'all got into You Sucks going out this week.
I give a You Suck to the Ole Miss Rebels for losing a 3-star
30-0. That's a real good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. How you lose to them
30-0? I agree with Mac. I've been waiting on that one.
I still got Georgia Tech for my use up, but that's a good one too, Mario.
Yeah, I got both on Ole Miss and Georgia Tech.
All right, let's go on and start with the picks and picks and kicks for college. Rivalry week. So every game we talk about going to be a rivalry. First one Thursday night, TSU at Texas. Just Darren, give me TSU. TCU, excuse me.
I'm like you, Walters. I take TCU.
Yeah,
I take the
Horned Frogs.
I got TCU.
I guess I gotta
take Texas.
Oh. Yeah, you gonna lose that like hell. I don't even watch
college. The Friday rivalry game is Stanford at UCLA.
I like UCLA. Who the home team? UCLA?
Yeah, UCLA.
Y'all like UCLA.
UCLA too.
Oh, shut up, man. I thought you said, hey, I'm going to get up out of here, man. I can't hear you, though.
Hey, it was a good show, man. I had to stand there and listen. You don't hear me picking shit. Hey, I got to keep everybody just pick whoever ranked the highest. That's what college is about.
I'm taking UCLA, man.
Mario?
Yeah, I'll take UCLA, too.
All right, next is Arizona State at Arizona.
Arizona for me.
Give me Arizona, too.
I'm going with Arizona State.
I'm following you. Give me Arizona.
I just have to ride with society and go with Arizona. I'm ride with Linda.
All right, we're going to start with the Saturday games. The first one is Georgia Tech at Georgia.
Georgia Tech by 50.
Double R. I think I'm 30-something years old. We may have lost y'all three times in my 30-something years of living. Y'all beat us one time under Mark Richt's rule. Y'all are 1-13 against us under Mark Richt. We're going to beat y'all, and we might beat y'all by 60 to prove a point. The line, just to show y'all how sorry y'all is against us, the line is Georgia by 13. We're going to beat the shit out of y'all, Double R.
Georgia have the same syndrome as the Atlanta. You get all that hype, and then they find out to drop the ball somewhere.
There you go.
Not against Georgia Tech.
Number one every year, but they don't maintain.
Not against Georgia Tech, Mario. That's easy pussy for us.
But y'all go to the Peach Bowl. I mean, the French Ski Bowl. Y'all do all that going to the French Ski Bowl, man.
George Ted,
I'm sorry.
Linda, who you going with?
I'm going with a tie. I hope neither one of you sorry son of a bitches win this game. I can't stand that one of y'all. Georgia Tech or George. I'm picking nobody.
Mario, who you got?
I'm going to roll with George on this one.
I'm going to pick them rednecks, man.
The next game is Michigan at Ohio State.
I'm going Ohio State. They had a good year since they lost to Virginia Tech at the beginning of the season.
Not only that, Michigan is shitty, right? So.
Michigan is like. Five games or something?
Yeah, so.
That I was just going to say. Michigan still got to fit a football team. I'm going with Ohio State.
Mario?
Ohio State.
Mike?
Oh, Ohio State.
The next game is Oregon at Oregon State.
Ooh. I like Oregon, number two team. Yep. But they lost. They got one loss right now, don't they?
Yeah.
And they ranked ahead of Florida State. They should be. They should be number like six or something. But I like Oregon.
Yeah, I like Oregon too.
This is Darren. I'm going to roll with Oregon.
What?
You know I love Oregon State, Lynn itself, but they let me down the past couple of weeks, so I'm going to roll with Oregon.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm going with Oregon also.
Oh. When in doubt, I don't know.
I'm
going with
Lynn. Hey, what kind of nut riding picking is this?
All right, next game. The next game is Mississippi versus Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State versus Ole Miss.
Ooh.
I like Mississippi State. They should win it. Ole Miss, I don't trust them.
Yeah, I just gave them the USAC award for the Arkansas loss in 30. Yeah, you got to go with Mississippi State.
This Darren, you can't trust Bo Wallace. I'm going with Mississippi State.
I hope this game ends in a tie. Also, I hate both of these teams.
Why you hate Mississippi State?
See them in the playoffs,
because I knew they were booted from the jump. Everybody jumped on their bandwagon.
They'll beat y'all, Lynch.
No, they won't, brother.
Watch when they win.
This team was 7-6 last year, man. Ain't no way in hell that team would beat Florida State, man. Florida State built their team, man. Them folks were 10-2. Them folks were goddamn 11-1. Then the four went all the way, and they still on the win streak right now. How the hell are we not number one in the country, man? We ain't did nothing but win.
Because y'all struggling with South Atlanta Hornets.
What you mean? Alabama always play a weak schedule, goddamn, until this year. That I'm telling you, man. Y'all don't look at it until I look at it, man. The SEC, bro, they got they biased, bro. Them four biased as fuck.
Middlebrook, though, what number one mean in a four player a 14 playoff. So where's your number one? As long as you won four.
Yeah, you're right.
You ain't getting no gratification out of it.
And that's how I look at it right now, Matt. That's how I look at it. I say, man, it don't even mean nothing no more.
So let me ask you this, Linus. If y'all were to play Mississippi State on a neutral field, who would the line wish in favor? It would be Mississippi State, right?
Who would the line favor?
Yeah, who would the Ben line favor? Y'all of Mississippi State. Who would be the favorites in the game?
Shit, a small Ben, man, the line would favor us.
No, Lynn, it's not the way y'all been looking against shaky teams. The line would probably be Mississippi State by 3 or 2.
Man, y'all been having too many squeakers, man. Y'all been squeaking.
Yeah, y'all are squeakers. Y'all should call y'allself the Florida State Squeakers, not the Seminoles.
Oh, it should be the Bandit and the Squeakers. Yeah. I got a question for y'all, though. Why is Ole Miss ranked ahead of Georgia? They don't lost more games than Georgia.
You can call it what you want to call it, but you can also call it champions.
Hey, that's a good way to lead this game. So, Linus, you're not picking neither team for this game? All right, the next game we
ain't no new coming. They win. They gonna jump ahead of y'all. They gonna be number 3, and y'all gonna be number 4.
Nah, I hate the SEC. This is my pro SEC. I hate the SEC.
All right, so the next game is Alabama and Auburn.
Alabama. I like Alabama too. I like Alabama because Auburn they don't do no steal your plays anyway.
I'm surprised you picked Alabama. I thought you were going to pick Auburn because you don't want to see Alabama.
Nah, I respect Alabama. I respect Alabama. I'm ready for them. That's who I want to see.
You don't want to see them.
You don't sound too confident in that one, Lynn.
That nigga said that with a question mark.
Is that who I want to see?
I bet I do. I bet I know who don't want to see them. Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech ain't even ready for this. Y'all ain't even on the same level as us, man.
Hey, we'll run that option on them.
Hey, we talking quarterback is better than y'all. We talking big boy football. We ain't talking that goddamn bullshit y'all be running.
Hey, man, y'all play the same team we play, so. Y'all play the same team we play.
Double R, who you said you had? Bama.
Yeah, I got Bama.
This Darren, I got Bama. Mario, who you got? Roll Tide, I heard you. Mike, who you got?
Alabama.
All right, last game, Florida State versus Florida.
Oh, man, yo, I like the Florida Gators to run it up their ass like they did Georgia. Let's go Gators.
Hey, I'm gonna go with Florida, though, no joke. I just think the Cinderella
slipper
about the
fire. Damn, that ain't a bad pick, man.
It ain't.
Mr.
M.O.B.? Man, the Seminoles win, man. That ain't gonna win big, but they done had two close games. They gonna come out and have a good first half. They been second half team these last couple of weeks, but they get a complete game together, they'll kill Florida.
My man.
This Darren, I got the Gators winning, and they win by 10 points.
You got the Gators winning?
FSU can't handle the SEC defense, man. They been running around here playing these little kids. Now they finna step. They been bullying these little kids in elementary school. Now they finna graduate to high school. They finna get their ass really stuffed in the hole.
You believe that for real?
Lynn himself?
I wish I had radio, one of those great Jimbo's Fisher speeches right now that I would play for you guys, but I don't. But I'm going to take one of his lines from him, though. Anybody, anywhere. Did I sound white enough for you?
Anybody, nah, that was weak as hell, too.
Anywhere. Whatever Jimbo said, anybody, anywhere. We don't care who you are. If you think you ready for us, come on down line. Hey, you ain't got room with your players.
Hold on, man, bro. What'd you say that? Did you sound white enough?
Did I sound white enough?
Did I sound white enough for you, bro?
Yeah. Anybody, anywhere.
What's the score, Linus?
FSU, big. Florida, I'm saying Florida, man. This ain't Georgia, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a real quarterback, man. You know what I'm saying? Florida ran. That Florida scored 34 points on y'all by running the goddamn ball, man. You ain't finna goddamn score those 30 points on Florida State running the ball. If you do goddamn, we're gonna goddamn score 40 on offense. You don't give a damn. That's how we won the championship, man. We won the championship, motherfucker. We came from behind to win the championship. That's how we playing right now. Y'all better come on with it, man. I'm telling man, y'all better goddamn stop believing the hype out there, man. The other team, man, right with the champion, man. Hey, man. Hey, Darren.
Yeah.
You know I hate UGA guts, man. But I really hope y'all goddamn just destroy these damn yellow jackets before they had to see it in every week. I want the quarterback to be so banged up.
Hey, ladies, we gonna beat though. Can I get a promise from you and Double Lock that we can get both y'all on the podcast next week since y'all gonna be going? Yeah.
Hey, don't get us on the podcast, man.
I'm gonna take
out Georgia, then we're gonna
come to
Florida State. Y'all might see us in that playoff game now.
Mark, Double R, everybody over here at the headquarters just laughing when you said that.
Y'all gonna see us in
that. Sammy D just laughing. He got on his Georgia Tech alumni shirt.
With a Georgia hat, though.
We got an offensive guru with Paul Johnson. Oh, shit. Y'all hard for football. We got the best receiver in the game in the NFL. Put him in the league. The best player out of Florida State don't compare to the best player out of Georgia Tech. What? The best player ever out of Florida State. Hey, man.
All right. Thank y'all for listening to this. DismissDigital.com. That's a bet, listeners. Lynn and Double R going to be on next week to do a tale of the tape for the ACC championship. Man. Check out the podcast for polls. This was College Football Picks and Kicks. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend.
Y'all finna move the ball. Floor's finna run up y'all ass.
Oh, man. Please, we finna get on fucking bed.
No, y'all not. Y'all been playing these Rudolph.